You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday morning, 7:35. You know it's time for a local commentator. And today I have the pleasure of introducing you to Gary Borders of Longview. He's been a journalist and editor for more than 30 years. During his career, he worked as editor and publisher of newspapers in Longview, Lufkin, Nacogdoches, and San Augustine. Columns come natural to Gary. He began writing a weekly column in 1982, and he never stopped. He'll tell you more. So, Gary, please take it away, and thanks for sharing your talent with us.
This morning, I began a joyful yet daunting assignment, filling the time slot the late Archie MacDonald ably occupied for the past decade or so. My association with Archie goes back nearly four decades. He was my history professor at SFA. Years later, I ran his column in the Nacogdoches paper. We were colleagues and friends in various civic endeavors, including serving together on the advisory board of Red River Radio. Succeeding him here is an honor. I called his wife Judy a few weeks back to let her know and to catch up. It had been far too long since we talked. Judy and I go back a long way as well. She was mayor when I ran the paper. In a small town, that means you run into each other about every 8 hours or so. At least it seems that way at times. Of course, when you're talking about Judy, that meant you're going to get hugged. Judy's the only person I know who can hug you through the phone. I mean, you can actually feel her hugging you, even through a cell phone. It doesn't even have to be a landline. She once told me that, since I was doubly handicapped by being born both a Yankee and not raised Baptist, that I'd never learned to hug properly. I allowed as how that was likely true. I was driving to Houston while we talked. I was in Dieball when she answered, and passing through Splendora when we hung up. It was a fine conversation. We vowed to meet up for lunch after the holidays. Someone at the station asked me what I was going to talk about in these pieces. I wrote a weekly column for almost 30 years for newspapers up and down the Red River Radio listening area and beyond, about this and that, and I continued to do so online each week. Apparently, it's a habit I can't shake. So that's what I'll do each Friday, talking about whatever might strike a chord with you, the listeners. I hope sometimes I can make you laugh, or possibly tear up, perhaps ponder a bit, or at least, as one of my daughter's teachers says, shake your head vertically. I love that phrase, shake your head vertically. That's pure East Texas. Speaking of which, my parents moved to Longview from New Hampshire in the summer of 68. You talk about culture shock. While I love my native state for its beauty and cantankerous folks, a few of whom are kin to me and I visit them still, I never really looked back. Except for a few stints chasing college or jobs, the Pine Curtain, as we call it, has been my home for more than four decades. Nacogdoches, St. Augustine, Lufkin, and now back to Longview, where I started as a paperboy a few months after we crossed the Red River at Shreveport and entered Texas. It's where I've returned, maybe for good, maybe not. I've learned nothing is final on this earth, except that last dance you do alone, as Jackson Brown put it. I've grown fond of the piney woods at least three-fourths of the time. Summers grow wearisome to my Yankee blood, which still hasn't adapted, but those cool autumn nights when the windows open and azaleas busting out in the spring more than compensate. I hope that's a taste of what you'll hear each week. I'll talk about folks I meet or have met along the way, and stories and places you might find interesting. I hope you'll enjoy the time we spend together. Drop me a line with suggestions, comments, critiques, or ideas. Kate, who does a terrific job of making me sound much better than I would otherwise, will provide the contact information.
And you can find more of his work at GaryBorders.com. Contact him at borders@redriverradio.org.